And we're back. Welcome to Sarah's Math Tip of the Week. Today we are going to be discussing skip counting. As you know, we have been working on this for the past few days, counting by twos, fives, and tens. Today, we got a challenge from our teacher to count all of the books in the leveled book boxes in our class. The leveled books go from A to P. There are so many books to count. So, let's get started. The first thing we did was start counting them by ones. So, we'll practice that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We didn't get very far before we came across a really exciting book. Books like Sleeping Dragons All Around, The Hockey Sweater, Champion Defenseman, all these great books that they got us distracted from our counting and we lost track. So we did what we had to do. We restarted. 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, this is gonna take forever. Good thing someone in our group decided that we count by twos. So we started separating everything into small piles of two. So we have 2, 4, 6, 8. Eventually, we ran into a problem. We didn't have enough places on our desks to put all these piles of two. So someone suggested that we make piles of five. Now this cleared up a little bit of room, but not quite enough. The next phase in our project, in completing our challenge, was putting the books in groups of 10. So we made 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So now we have a pile of 10. It takes up far less place than counting by twos and fives, and we don't have to worry about counting by ones and getting distracted and losing our place. So we made groups of 10 on all of our desks and counted all of the books. We realized that there were 152 books in total in the leveled books. We had 15 piles of 10, and then we had two left over. It was so easy to count this way. So what we learned in completing our challenge was counting by 10 is much faster than counting by twos and fives, and certainly faster than counting by one. We think that this is something we're going to take out of the classroom and apply in our daily lives. When you have a lot of things to count, it's easier to group them in small groups than count them one at a time. And that's our tip of the week. Have a good day! And we're out.